that since September 11th, not a single act of actual terrorist violence has been committed by a refugee who has undergone our screening procedures. There have been individuals who came to the U.S. as children. There are individuals who came a long time ago before our modern procedures, but since September 11th, all we have had is conspiracies, not only by refugees, but in fact by U.S.-born persons, other kinds of immigrants. It's really an equal opportunity world.
You don't count conspiracies?
They're not actual acts of violence. They were effectively disrupted by U.S. law enforcement.
Okay.
Is my point, sir.
I want to get your point.
It's my point, sir.
Mr. Rodriguez, Fordham Law School's Center on National Security has released a report on ISIS prosecutions in the United States. And they looked at all ISIS prosecutions in the United States and determined that of those involved in that, 18% were refugees or asylees. Shouldn't that be of enormous concern to all of us?
Without a doubt, yes.
I mean, isn't that a very big percentage?
No, and not.
It's not a big percentage.
No. I didn't get to say what I was about to say.
Question is, isn't that a very big percentage, 18%?
1% would be a big percentage. Okay. This is an area of significant concern.
Those cases are darn relevant, aren't they? Just as relevant as a successful violent attack?
Oh, sure they are, and they inform a number of the improvements that we've made over the years. Many of those cases involve admissions that took place a while ago.
So just to clarify your earlier statement, again, you touted, nobody came in through the refugee program as an adult who committed a violent act, but there sure were those who came in who were convicted of terrorist offenses.
I was transparent about that. That's correct.
Well, you're only transparent about it once that distinction.
No, I said it in my opening remarks. I said it in my opening remarks.